Sniffing on it. Oh, there we go.
You got it.
Yep. And sound.
You got sound? All right, good. Welcome to Swingers, where you taste the lifestyle and join the conversation. You're listening live with USDP Nation, and USDP Nation is all about the lifestyle, educating, encouraging, enhancing the entire lifestyle experience.
Not just the hookup.
We are your hosts, Phil N.
And Kim.
We're officially back home. Holy after a weekend. You know, I am not recovered.
I'm ready to go back.
But we...
It's some bullshit. It's cold here.
Yeah.
Nobody cooks for me.
We're lucky it's only 4 minutes late, my favorite Dallas fan, because I'm still moving slowly. let me open this up so I can actually fucking read it.
Yes.
Hold on.
As everybody knows, I was on time.
Yeah.
Phil was not. Just wanted to get that out there.
Still moving slowly.
The weather is bullshit. I'm tired of being fucking cold.
Kim may have caught up on sleep, but I have not. So we are officially back home after a week in Hito with some amazing people. Some I'm not even sure know they're there last week, but we're going to remind them all about it tonight. So we found our voices.
Oh, yeah.
Since Kim found hers.
I fucking lost mine twice.
Yeah, you lost yours twice.
It's some bullshit.
I was trying to find it on Sunday, but that's okay. I have yet to return to peopling. But as they say, the show must go on. I'm talking about this show, not the show that you would have seen every night in the hot tub at Hito if you were there. So it's time to take your halo off and during the show, along with our guests, those interacting on many of the social media platforms where you can find us. We're going to talk about adult topics, have adult conversations about the swinging and BDSM lifestyle. Tonight is basically Hito. And celebrate the beauty that is you being a slut. And a lot of you were sluts last week. So
not
if you
just last week. It was just extra slutty next last week.
So if you need a fake ID to buy alcohol, you get easily offended, you have a closed mind of thinking, or you're just simply a vanilla asshole, my suggestion is turn us the fuck off.
Holy shit, don't turn us off because, wow, there is so much to catch up on, so much to tell you about, and fuck, we're already counting down the days to do it again.
Yeah.
Yes.
I may recover by then. Parts of the show are sponsored by some amazing friends and companies. So head over to our website at USDPNation.com, which is officially updated, including all new Dem Girls pictures from Hito. All Hito pictures from last week that you can see what you missed out on.
352 days.
It is officially all updated as of today.
Yes.
And show them the attention you would if you were the only girl that showed up for a 12-guy gangbang, which I believe I saw last week. So let's turn up.
I don't think that that's true.
So let's turn up the conversation as we swing into uncharted territories with a dash of spice and a whole lot of jimmies on top. So we hope you left your halo home because it's time to do you boo or her or her or her.
Or more likely than not,
in Kim's case, any guy that actually takes the initiative, which they failed at last week, to make the first move that does not include any dick pic.
I even made moves for me. I mean, you know, that's a lot. Just saying.
What moves were those? You?
Well, I was naked.
Because I missed those moves.
I made moves, babe.
Yeah, you made moves.
I did.
All right, so we're going to wrap everything in together here because
wrapping was a good idea in Hito as well.
There's a lot to talk about. So we're going to wrap the weekend recap and tonight's conversation into one whole segment. So tonight's show, basically, at least the first half of it, is sponsored by two great companies, TPA Maryland's Premier Lifestyle On-Premise Club. The Private Affair is a private members only lifestyle club with about 10,000 square feet of party space, plenty of room for socializing, dancing, and a variety of playrooms for your fantasy and pleasure. Head over to TPA and get your cherry popped. Use the TPA website for reservations. This weekend is Mardi Gras. Make sure you are there. And also sponsored by WET, which we will get to here in a second. World Exotic Travel, the official travel agency of USDP Nation. WET partners with the leading resorts and cruises, offering adults-only, couples-only, and lifestyle-friendly vacations. So let's start this all off real fast.
On a side note, Do you know that Mardi Gras is one of the first parties we ever went to?
It's actually the first party we ever went to.
I didn't know if you remember that.
I do. It's actually the first party we ever went to at TPA.
I was going
to
post pictures today, and I was like, oh, that's so sweet.
We walked in, and I was like, give me all the fucking beads. I want to see oops.
And I hid in the corner.
When they had the
we progressed a lot, huh?
When they had the extra beads you could buy, like the fancier ones, they would give you the little ones, which they do. But they had the extra ones, like the nicer ones that you could buy. And I must have spent like a hundred fucking dollars because I wanted to see boobs. And I didn't get to give any of them out because Kim was like, I want to keep them.
I still have them.
Yeah, we still have them.
But it's so funny, like how much we've progressed since then. Mm-hmm. And now I don't even hide in the corner. I don't even have to get you flashing things to find you.
I know. So my cup's empty.
I know.
We'll get to that on Monday. cup's empty.
James doesn't remember the first 4 days.
No, not at all, but we're going to tell him what he did. What happens in Hito?
Since he doesn't remember, we can tell him anything we want to.
What happens in Hito stays in Hito, except for tonight.
Yeah, Wednesday night.
All right, so first of all, let's thank a whole bunch of people here real fast. World Exotic Travel, freaking John and Sheila, even though you couldn't be here. Totally. Be there with us. Thank you for freaking everything. Absolutely. Gary with World Exotic, thank you very much.
That's my new boyfriend.
I know.
He moves me.
Here's Kim. He's with Gary. Gary just came to find her. I know. He's your new boyfriend. And two amazing people who we actually had time to hang out with this week, more so this week than we have at some of the other times.
Yeah.
Even though it wasn't a lot, more so than any. Cheetah and Angel. Absolute fucking great time.
Yeah, it was a good time. It was so good being able to, you know, everybody be there. Not really work. You know, we had a little bit of things that we were doing, but not per se work, and actually get to spend time with, you know, so many awesome people. It's just like, it's my favorite place. Like I said, we're already counting back down to get there again. You know, it's just, it's awesome.
Hold on. Podbeam seems to be having an issue.
Of course.
It's live. Maybe he found it. I think he just got it because somebody just came in. So we should be good.
Sweet.
So the entire staff at World Exotic Travel, seriously, thank you. You guys freaking do amazing. And some of the nicest people that you'll ever meet. So thank you very much. We had a blast. Cheetah and Angel, we had a blast hanging out. We looked, literally one night we were hanging out and it was like, it's only the four of us. What the fuck? Where's everybody else at? Like, and then I was like, Cheetah, what time is it? He's like 2:30. I'm like, wow, there's nobody here and it's only 2:30 in the morning. What the hell's going on?
The fact that you said it was only 2:30 was great, though.
It was. It's only 2:30. Okay.
That's amazing.
But yeah, so it was a great time. We've already got stuff on the books with Cheetah and Angel, which we'll get to here in a little bit. But two of the freaking nicest people that you'll ever meet. And I may or may not have made Angel's Week.
I mean, you made mine. It was great.
I may or may not have made Angel's Week. Angel has had a fantasy about me since the first night we met. A fantasy that I have.
Many girls have had this fantasy, but Angel making it come true was just a little bit better.
So Angel has had this fantasy about me, literally since the night we met. Not the night we met, the night we first hung out.
Yeah, the first night we hung out.
Let me clarify that.
At our first takeover we did together.
First night that we ever got to sit and just hang out and talk to the two of them. She has had this fantasy. And I've avoided this fantasy like the plague.
Although I've offered you up many times.
Consent from you is not okay.
Well.
So I may or may not have been drinking. Actually, I was pretty sober for this one.
I was going to say.
This one I was sober for. So she wanted me to be on her team. So for those that don't know, Cheetah and Angel have some of the best and most entertaining poolside and event games in the lifestyle.
Yeah, true story.
They cannot be outdone. So one of them includes drinking a dirty banana.
Dirty banana.
In Hito. This is where this game started. I don't like banana. Don't like chocolate.
And I don't like getting dirty. So there's so many things in this game that you don't like.
And look, when we go to Hito, every time I turn around, one of our people are involved. They're on stage. Very they're in true. Games. And if for those that know me, I don't like to lose. And I don't like to lose at all. So if you're going to participate in a game, you better win. This is how this works.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure every time a dem girl, we went up there, said, don't lose.
Don't lose. I got pink slips. So if you're going to participate, I want you to participate. Literally, Angel comes to Kim and's like, I need three people. And Kim goes and finds three people. So we're at the nude pool in the middle of the afternoon, which I do occasionally during the week down there. And Angel turns to me and says, I need a partner. Will you be my partner? I want you to be my partner. Me not putting two and two together, I was like, fuck.
Kim said, yeah.
Kim said, yes. Angel wants, they need help. Yes, I'll be your partner. You need help. You need somebody else. I'll step in and do it, which I don't do. I go there to relax. For those that don't know, this is our vacation too. So she says, it's just, all you have to do is drink a dirty banana. I've seen this game 100 times. I've seen the dirty banana game 100 times. It doesn't click with me. Okay, I'll drink a dirty banana. So I go up, get out of the pool, go up with Angel. And she goes, Phil, Angel's been waiting for this day since the first time we met. Get on all fours in front of her and let her bend you over. Well, that point in time, I remembered, oh, fuck, I know this game. So for those that don't know, you get the guy gets it down in front, and he has a dirty banana in front of him through a straw, and I mean a full cup of dirty banana. Let me remind you once again, I do not like the banana, and I do not like chocolate. So the female member of the team stands behind
with a flip-flop.
This
was probably my most favorite part of it, because I could see Angel's face, and I could see yours. If I could have had a camera.
I went, oh, fuck. I am going to drink this dirty banana as quickly as I can. Do not care about brain freeze. So for those that have never had a dirty banana, they're frozen drinks. And I think I sucked that dirty banana down in roughly 10 seconds. Nobody had a shot.
Damn. Mark's your friend. He wanted her to use ping pong paddles.
So the best part was, we had to be someplace else, so we only went down to hang out. We went down for a little bit. That was the goal, was to go down for a little bit and then go do what we had to do. So not everybody came down with us that day. There wasn't actually many of us
unfortunately.
Down there, which, if you weren't there, sorry about your luck. So, yeah, I won, as always.
Yes,
Cheetah turned to me, and he's like, dude, how do you not have brain freeze? Angel just had me bent over. I was drinking that thing as quickly as I possibly could. So, Angel, you're welcome.
It was great.
It was absolutely awesome. I would not have done it for anybody else.
That's very true.
It's very true. Okay. So, for those that have never been to Hito, again, the staff at Hito outdid themselves completely.
Absolutely.
For those that, again, have never been to Hito, the staff at Hito is unlike any other staff you will ever see. Look, you're not going to a five-star resort. Let's just be honest. You're not going to Hito expecting a five-star resort. You're going to Hito to party. You're going to Hito for the atmosphere. You're going to Hito for the sexual nature of the I'm not even fucking looking at comments.
He said you forgot where Cheetah says, suck it, bitches.
It's true. I played the fucking game. I've seen the game 1,000 fucking times.
It was great.
And it never fucking clicked until I got up there and Cheetah was like, Phil,
lost.
Angel, oh, I was not losing. I was not losing. There was no fucking way I was losing. Oh, I was drinking that fucking dirty banana.
Never
as
the end of that.
I was drinking that fucking dirty banana as fucking faster than I've ever drank a fucking drink in my life.
Yeah. It's a great resort.
It's a great resort. You're not going there for a 5-star resort. You're going there for the resort as a whole.
Yeah.
The rooms are nice. The rooms are rooms. They are nice rooms. Again, not a 5-star room, but let's just be honest. You're not in your fucking room.
Right.
You're not in your room. You're there to sleep.
And it's not a 2-star room. I mean, no, it's a nice solid four.
It's a nice room.
Yeah, it's a nice solid four.
You're not there for the room.
Definitely what you make of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree, Tabby. It's definitely a four.
Yeah. And
some of them, well, they do have the 5-star.
They have 5-star.
I mean, they've got the butler service room. They've got, you know, the hot tub. You know, Paula and Mark, their fucking room was nice.
Right. Yeah. I mean,
So you can upgrade into what you want it to be.
Your normal room is nice. Absolutely. You're just not in it.
Yeah. Paula, yours was really, really nice.
I think we were in our room for a total of 5 hours a day. Like, that was the sleep, too.
Yeah. Not what? Yeah.
Like, that was
including
it.
Including the sleep, probably about 5 hours.
Well, the one morning I spent that I broke my phone, I had to spend a little bit in there because I had to fucking retype everything. But it's great. So yeah, so
up in the room, it is, on the beach.
It is awesome. The environment itself is even better. Well, so
that's really what you're going to Hedo for. Right. You're going for the environment. You're going for the atmosphere. You're going for, you know, like they say in the lifestyle, you want to be around like-minded people. And the best thing about it, you know, is you don't have to be lifestyle to be there. But everyone there is obviously.
We had people in our group from out west that weren't lifestyle.
We did.
They were with us and they're not lifestyle.
Not lifestyle.
But they've been to Hedo 20 some times.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they were great. They were like, yeah, we love the freedom. You know, there's a lot of nudists that go there. We met a guy who was his first time there. He'd been to Sunnyrest. He'd been to nudist places, but this was his first time here. He was like, holy shit, you know, this is definitely new. So it does have something for everyone, which is what I really like 100%. About it. You know, you can do as little or definitely as fucking much as you want and, you know, make it what you want.
So back to the entertainment staff and the staff at Hedo. Thank you. You never, ever cease to amaze us.
Yeah,
from just the moment we walk in the door to the moment a new person walks in the door.
Yeah.
The treatment is exactly the same. We had
the vibe is all that.
We had entertainment staff show up for volleyball. We had just randomly show up for volleyball. Yeah. Phil, when are you guys playing volleyball? Kim, when are you guys playing? They showed up for volleyball.
We had one that was hunting us down with Nerf guns just to make sure that everybody was having a good time or to shoot us with Nerf guns. Whatever the moment happened to be.
You had a ringer show up for pickleball.
I did.
You had a ringer show up for pickleball, one of the entertainment staff.
I appreciate it.
They absolutely, Winston is freaking amazing.
Karaoke, Winston, yeah.
It is.
Edward, you guys got to go next year with us.
The staff itself is amazing. Yeah, so
absolutely.
So now that I got those out of the way, now to the group of people that we traveled with this year.
Holy shit.
Thank you. We've traveled with groups before. We've never had so many people pull us aside and compliment the group. So let me start out with the four that make me rub my head the most. The four damn girls, you guys included everybody. You guys pulled people in. You guys just brought people into our group. Didn't matter where they were from.
Didn't matter who they were.
Didn't even care. Yeah. Didn't care. Just come have fun. We talked to Cheetah and Angel last night, and there were a couple times we couldn't make it to the pool. A couple times none of us could make it to the pool for certain things. And he said the vibe was completely different.
Yeah.
So
that makes us proud. You know, as being
look, I lost my shit once because you motherfuckers go home when we throw events at home. You don't go home when we're all there for 7 days.
Yeah.
it's nobody's fault, but we would get pulled aside by people 24/7, including the staff on site, to tell us how amazing you people were. Yeah. So thank you. There were zero problems at all. It was just every time we would walk somewhere, somebody else.
It was probably one of the best trips that we've had.
Would pull us aside and say, "Where's your group going next? We want to go. Yeah. Where's your group going?" They were checking on tan lines. They were checking on all the types of different things.
Yeah.
Because of who.
And we had a lot of new people. We had a lot of new people traveling with us this mm-hmm. year. And the interaction with people that have been before, the interaction with the staff, the interaction with each other, you know, just showing people around, this is this and this is this, you know, it just makes us super proud, you know, to know that our group can go places. And when we leave, it's not like, fuck, we're glad they left. You know, it's when are y'all coming back?
Right.
You know, what is going on? When are you coming back? When's your next event? We've had people reach out to us looking for people that were in our group. There was other people on the resort that knew us, and they were like, hey, we met these people in your group. Is there any way you can get us in touch with them? We'd love to, you know, meet up, chat, go to different events that they go to. You know, that's awesome, guys. And we just really are so proud of you and really just want to let you know how much we love you all.
Yeah, it was great. It was a freaking great group. At certain points of times, everybody was together.
Yeah.
It's never happened before.
And you figure we had everything from, we had people, of course, from Private Affair. We had people that, you know, were coming from the Paradise. We had people from Maryland. We had people from Jersey. We had people,
Nevada.
We had Nevada that were with us. That was pretty fucking awesome, having some new people join from the West Coast. We had Delaware, of course. We had Maryland. We had a lot of different people that came with us. I think we had some from
Virginia.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I got the list in front of me.
That were there as well. And it was just, nobody cared. Nobody missed a beat. It was, oh, hey, let's make it happen.
Nope.
So, you know, again, really, really thank you to everyone. You guys showed up, you shelled out, you showed off, you know.
Yeah, the resort could not
be prouder of you.
The resort was so happy. And they're like, the fucking party just showed up.
Yeah.
Like, okay, Gina and Angel, you may have heard them.
It was very people-y for you, babe.
It was very fucking people-y. Holy shit.
You did good. You did good 7.5 out of the 8 days.
Yeah, 7.5.
And then you went to the room.
Yep.
It was great.
It was a good idea for me to go to the room.
It was a good idea. So
seriously, thank you. I wanted to get those to the wet staff, to the Hito staff,
yeah,
and to the people that traveled with us. It was freaking amazing.
Absolutely.
Literally, we have people from other groups being like, how can we come with you guys? So thank you to the four Dem girls. Thank you for everything all week.
Yeah.
It was awesome. I can't believe I'm going to say this. It was awesome to spend time with you all.
What?
Nothing.
You know it's recorded, right?
Nope. Second show I'm going to ever edit.
Me too, James. I love peopling.
Thank you to the employee of the year, James. We made more friends in the first 48 hours. James.
We sure the fuck did.
He doesn't remember any of them.
Our mermaid, seal, bestie. I there was a lot.
Yeah, he doesn't remember them all, but
he was the co-star to quite a few scenes.
So yeah. So but thank you, because you made more friends with people than anybody else did combined, I think. All right, so let's just run a quick overview here. So volleyball was always great. Congratulations to everybody that walked away with prizes.
The scavenger hunt.
We're getting there.
I know, but
do you have the outline?
No.
I'm only on Sunday.
I know, but you didn't tell me we were going by days.
Sunday. Well, that would be the logical progression of this show. We were there for days, and there were things and days, and that's how we worked this.
Days and days.
But volleyball three times was absolutely freaking awesome. It was freaking packed every time.
Yeah.
Like 30 people each time.
It was a lot of fun.
It was great. Somebody should trust me. What the fuck? I gotta reinstate that right now.
Absolutely.
And we interrupt this show to take care of some very, very important business.
Reinstate our head admin.
Holy shit, thank God. But no, seriously, volleyball was great. For all of it. Jason. Confirm.
I didn't even have a mean moment where I said no.
So that was absolutely freaking awesome. So the Sunday was great. I heard Sunday night in the playroom. I think it was Sunday night. No, it was actually later in the week.
No, I think Sunday it was night. Monday night.
In the playroom?
Where we went by.
Busy night.
The fucking couldn't even get in the couldn't door. Even fucking I was the like, door. Holy shit.
Wow. Okay. So we got to do some cool new things this time. So we do a lot of stuff. On our own that we plan for those that travel with us. However, again, we take anybody in. It doesn't matter. And also WET does a lot of different things that are awesome for those traveling with WET. So we've never left the resort other to go to Rick's so I can cliff jump once. But we got voluntold to host the bar crawl, which was pretty cool. We got to go to three bars.
It was very cool.
So the resort's got cats all over the place. We got to find a stray puppy at that point in time during the bar crawl, which was...
I didn't even try to bring him home. You should have been so proud of me.
I tried to tell you to not bring it home. Ew. And
I figured if I could get Jessica to do it, I wouldn't get in trouble.
No stray puppies.
I think between me and her and Paula, we could have made it happen.
No stray puppies.
I like strays.
No stray puppies. It was really cool. Nick. It was really cool to see part of the grill. You don't realize what till you leave the resort what the grill's like. Yeah. And it was cool to see different parts of it and different cool bars. So it was a cool thing to experience. So
you were told not to pet it.
Yes, do not pet it.
Only because I was scared it might have something because it was a stray. I didn't want to ruin our trip.
I know.
But I definitely wanted to bring him back.
Neither did I. I didn't want to ruin a trip with a stray dog either. But now let's get to Monday. Monday. I'm going to give my cabana girl credit. She did good. She tried to circumvent the system. She tried to find a workaround to keep my tumbler full.
Hey, Steve.
However.
But she did good.
She did good.
She hand fed you
grilled cheese. It was mighty fine grilled cheese too. So for those that are wondering, I'll go back and check. It was 14 and a half total grilled cheeses. Don't ask me about the half. Kim wanted a slice of cheese, so she ordered a grilled cheese and pulled the cheese out of half of it. And I said, you can't let a grilled cheese go to waste. So I ate another half of grilled cheese. So 14 and a half grilled cheese is the official number. I'll go back and check the post to see who won.
That's how my brother Jennifer just runs together.
Do not go back and post 14 and a half right now because I will check the time.
See the time.
But somebody wins a kimono gift card, I think. I think that's what I was giving away. I forget what it was.
Something from
but it was 14 and a half official grilled cheeses this week, basically two a day. And they were all mighty fine grilled cheeses. The one hand fed to me was pretty good, though, too.
I mean, that was impressive. She did good.
I give her credit. I even step counted her. I forget the step counts, but step counted her steps. So the laughs all week were fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
If you didn't catch the last game of volleyball when it was all just the guys playing volleyball and the shit that was being talked, they were measuring things by Marcus's size. So trust me, things get competitive. I spiked somebody in the chest.
It was good.
It was a great time.
Next year is going to be even better.
Yeah, we're even at more people next year.
I'm excited.
But no, it was just hanging out. So my schedule is very predictable. I'm not a...
People do know where to find you, or they should.
Very predictable as to where I'm, where I'm going to be every day at a certain time.
You are definitely a creature of habit.
The conversations at night in the nude pool were some of the most entertaining conversations I think I have ever heard in my life.
But you got to consider, by the time we got to the new pool at night, there had been a lot of drinking throughout the day.
I was never drunk at the new pool at night. During the day is a different story.
I was going to say, I wasn't drunk in the new pool at night.
Nope.
Definitely during the day had some good buzzes going on.
Yeah, during the, I was.
But
I
by
was,
the time we would get to the new pool, it was just like.
Just a little tidbit for those going. Thank you, Jen. Just a little FYI tidbit for those joining us next year. I do not like feet in my face.
Well, you really don't like feet at all. So there's that.
95% of the conversations in the nude pool at night were amazing. Other than the ones where somebody decided to put feet in my face.
She loves you.
Yeah. I want to thank James for doing Everclear shots with me. They were some of the smoothest Everclear shots I can say I've ever done.
No burn.
No burn.
No chaser needed.
They went down so smooth. So for those that don't know, if you get drunk during the day, I will gladly do shots with you. Depending on how drunk you are and how much I want to extend your presence around me for my entertainment will depend on the shot. So we did Everclear shots, me and James, and they were so smooth. They almost went down like water.
Almost.
The best was when he was like, this is fucking water.
No, it's not.
So the only disappointment was the tan lines weren't very good. I was hoping.
Yeah, I was hoping
solid for some solid bikini tan lines on James.
Yeah.
And it didn't happen.
I
was very disappointed.
Would have lived on the website for a long time.
All right. So I hope. This is to you as well. I hope that everybody, especially the first timers that went to Hedo this time, were able to cross off everything on your possible Hedo bucket list. Did you cross everything off your Hedo bucket list for this year? Why not?
Well,
you were making moves, you said.
Well, just because I make moves doesn't mean other people make moves.
I'm just checking. So, like, one thing wasn't checked off. Two things wasn't checked off. Five things wasn't checked off.
One thing. Well, we checked off one thing.
Okay. We were left alone.
That's one thing more than we usually check off.
We were left alone.
That's okay.
You have next year.
Exactly.
You have next year.
352 days.
Especially for new people. They now know and can actually form a bucket list. Because you don't go into Hedo being, okay, here's what I want to do. Especially your first time, because you don't know.
Right.
And you don't realize how much you can do.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't matter. At one point in time, we were walking down a path. We passed somebody fucking on their balcony, somebody fucking at their building, somebody fucking on a bed, and then five guys on the side of the hot tub as we walked in getting blowjobs.
Yeah.
Like, you don't realize the extent of what you can do.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure most of the new people that went this year are already booked to go back next year.
I think all but one.
Yeah.
And I haven't had a chance to talk to him yet. But yeah, I think all but one.
Yeah. That's once you go for the first time.
The cabanas are amazing.
The cabanas are
great. We have done that.
We have done that.
And that's fucking hot. Yeah. I love that.
We were left alone that night too. I forget what that was last year.
That was last year.
Last year. That was the night we said we were going to bed and then came back. And they came back out.
We stuck back around the other way.
Yes, it was.
See ya.
And then came back out.
Well.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like, the sexual energy, even for those who don't participate, is off the charts.
It is.
It's just off the charts. All you got to do is pick up on people's signals and you'll be okay.
Yep.
There should be like 10 people that just went, yep. There's one. There literally should be like, yep. But there's always next year.
There's always next year. Uh-huh.
Yeah, Crystal should be saying, yep. somebody gave Crystal a signal and left an imprint on her ass twice.
Yeah.
How much more of a signal do you need? Yeah, like how much more of a signal do you need?
Tabby, I want to do that next year because I've never done that either. It's always been closed when we've went.
Yeah, this is the first year it's been back open.
Yeah.
They closed during COVID.
Well, they said it was amazing.
And it never opened back up until this year.
Yeah, so I'm going to do that.
So just the overall environment that it lets you be who you are, however you want. And it's we go for vacation. I go to fucking relax. My list of things to do is usually very, very minimal.
Well, I think that's the good thing with us. We just really just go with, you know, what I don't want to say go with the flow because I hate that.
We don't go with the flow.
We really don't go with the flow. But we really just go with our mood and with the opportunities, you know, with us. That's typically what we'll end up doing is going with the opportunities because we do, even though we go places and we're not working, we do usually end up, you know, in some type of situation where we have to work or at least where we have some kind of responsibilities. But this time we did not have as much. So it was nice. And we really got to do a lot and hang out a lot and be with our people a lot, which was good. You know, it was a good time. It's like I said, it's probably one of our best trips as far as being able to interact with people.
Well, they interacted with me.
I love you.
and interacted some more. So let me touch on two things now that she showed up, or she may have been here, but I didn't notice. Congratulations to the Dicks. It was an honor to be a part of your ceremony and to be a part of your wedding. It was absolutely amazing. And second of all, holy shit. Thank you to my security. She sucks at signals too.
It's always fun to sit back and watch.
I must have bitched to you every night. So we normally don't get to do a lot of new things. We've been there 8 times and we love it. This is, I think, our 8th trip. So things are normally somewhat the same. The shows were a little different this time. Mm-hmm. The shows were a little different this time. The food was a little different this time. Mm-hmm. The food options were a little different this time because mm-hmm. the hibachi just got redone.
It was delicious.
Hands down, the best new addition. Now, we have been given we had a conversation prior to going about this, but holy shit, the foam party.
Oh my God, that was so fun.
Hands down, the best party all week.
It was really fun.
Hands down.
Yeah, it was 100%. I was a little skeptical in getting in.
Well,
so I kind of like,
we have...
Inch my way on over.
We have seen the Hito foam party.
Yeah. On the side.
Every year that we've been there.
Yes.
And it used to be in a different location mm-hmm. on concrete.
On concrete.
On this blow up thing.
Yeah.
That you didn't know what you were walking into.
Yeah. The pasta place was good.
So we had a conversation prior. We talked to Cheetah and Angel quite often.
And Angel raved. Angel was like, this fucking party.
So. We talked to fucking Cheetah and Angel last night again. We talked to them quite often. So yeah. We had been given a heads up that the foam party had moved.
Me too, Jason.
The foam party was definitely something to not miss. And we were both like, we've seen the fucking foam party. Like, we've seen it. We've seen it. It sucked before. We would walk by the foam party at night.
Like, ain't no fucking way.
There'd be three people in the fucking foam.
Yeah.
Like, there's no fucking way.
And they would have the music. Like, the DJ would be out there and be going, lights, everything. It was at nighttime, so you would think that it would be kicking, but it was not.
The foam party this year was off the fucking hook.
Yeah, it was.
Possibly the best party.
And I was sketchy. I was like, but once I got in, I was like, oh, this is fucking great.
I had my spot.
Yeah.
Look, people. For the people that go with us for the first time,
they know where to find you.
Sit in the same spot. I go to the pools at the same time, and I eat the same shit. I'm a creature of habit at Hedo to relax.
Well, and just a creature of habit, period.
I'm a creature of habit to relax. So I got there, got my spot, got my seat, and watched it start. Yeah. And oh my God, it was an absolute, absolute freaking.
And the people that interacted in it surprised me. Actually,
everybody was in the goddamn phone.
The amount of people that interacted, it was fucking
people
awesome.
Are coming in, coming out. Where they at? They're in the phone.
In the phone.
you seen
some of our people start swimming up under this?
Hey, then. But no, seriously, the foam party was off the charts.
Yeah. Mark, between the DJ, the crowd, just at the interaction, it definitely made
So thank you to Cheetah and Angel. Because we probably would not have gone.
Yeah.
Had it not been for them giving
a
heads up.
They had not given us a heads up on it.
And they must have given us a heads up every day leading up to it, too.
Don't miss the phone party.
Don't miss the phone party.
Gotta come to the phone party. So I am definitely glad. And that will be something we do not miss from now on.
So, budget department. I have an idea.
Do you?
But I need a budget approved. I'm not sure if head admin has taken a look at it yet. Mm. I know I did. Uh-huh. Can we get a foam maker approved? Because I may or not want to pull off foam parties at certain pools and locations this year.
I don't think so.
You approved our Hedo budget, and that was cheaper than the foam maker.
See how this happens. We'll talk about it.
Yeah. I didn't realize foam makers were so expensive. Whoa.
That part.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Employee of the year approved it. We're good.
I will take a Venmo or Cash App whenever you're ready.
Yeah, just go on Amazon and look at pool foam makers. Then just take a deep breath.
Then take a deep breath and realize why Kim said, hell no.
So here's the other thing to
we'll be there once a year to enjoy it.
Everybody that traveled with us. Thank you for carrying your swag bag. Thank you for using your swag.
Yeah.
Seriously, we had people like, where the fuck did they get that? Where the fuck did they get that? You don't have to use that stuff, but seriously,
Emma.
There was a lot of work and a lot of stress because that's right when my laptop broke.
Yeah.
Before we left.
you went through it for about a week before we got there.
So seriously, thank you for using the tumblers, for wearing the shirts. I looked out one night and there was literally USDP Nation white t-shirts all over the place.
It was pretty fucking awesome to see everybody just, you know, representing us and being out there and appreciating.
We do it as a thank you for traveling with us.
Yeah.
Look, this is your vacation.
Absolutely.
You can book through anywhere. Obviously, you found out I don't do things very small. I want you to have a good vacation.
Well,
I'm not forcing you to do anything that we do. I just want you to have options to enjoy it. So thank you. Seriously, thank you for using the shit because
it was awesome. It was awesome
great.
To see. It was awesome to see that, you know, you appreciated it.
Mm-hmm. And next year will be bigger and better. My budget department said that could have get approved for a couple more things.
I'm pretty sure it didn't.
No, that's what I heard. You were sleeping the other night, and I asked you the question. Yes, Kim has slept every night since we came home.
It is a true.
I got a text
story.
Before we started the show saying, "I think I caught up on sleep. I don't think I have.
Well,
I may be ready to people by next week.
We may negotiate.
There's probably no negotiation.
appreciating. I was moving slow for the show.
As everyone can see, you're never late.
I know I'm never late. I was up here and I would get everything ready because this is the first time I've used the new laptop for the show. And I was like, oh yeah, let me make sure everything's working. And all right, one more big huge shout out. Maria, congratulations. You and the other girls fucking rocked it. You earned that crown. Wear it proudly and enjoy it. Absolutely, congratulations.
Yeah, you are going to make Donna and the private affair an amazing Miss TPA. We're very proud of you. We were glad we got to witness that. So definitely congratulations to you and to all the other ladies that were there. You know, you did your thing.
Yeah, so it was a fucking blast. Now, next year, I promise you, it's bigger and better.
Well, Mikey, you join right on in. You just have no...
Just bring them all in. I don't care.
Your family now.
Don't care. Just bring them all in. Just
all the strays. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Yeah, just bring them all in and... Yeah,
it was funny because in the beginning he was just like, I gave them away.
Have you met the people that were there? Like, I question them and I know them.
Well, I mean, his first interaction, you got to remember, was me giving him away. Here, you could just have him. He was probably like, who the fuck are you? Where did you come from?
I would remind her of that night, but I didn't understand anything she was trying to tell me, so I can't explain it to her.
She definitely does not remember that night. It was a great night. It was fine.
It was.
You don't remember anything besides for me giving him to you.
She came up to me. She's like, did I offend you? And I was like, no, you couldn't offend anybody because I couldn't understand anything you were saying.
She asked everybody on the resort the next morning. And it wasn't even, did I offend you to that point? It was, if I offended you, I'm sorry. She was a fucking pineapple.
So I've been there with her. I've been there with her before. So she didn't bite anybody. She didn't hit anybody. And she didn't get lost.
Well, we don't know that she didn't get lost, but I'm pretty sure at some point I told Avin, take her to bed.
She can't count.
No. Oh, fuck no.
How many shots, Phil? 4. 27 shots later.
Drank a lot. It was great.
27. I looked at the bartender and I said, do you see 27 people here?
He was amused.
Yeah, he was amused all week. But that's the good thing about the staff at Hito.
They don't care.
They're great. They've seen it all. They've been through it all. They just interact and are just some of the nicest people you ever meet. Huge shout out to Miss Paulette, my favorite bartender on the entire bar. I left her a dick koozie again, and she was so happy. Huge shout out to Brad for bringing me some.
Oh my God,
Dewey Crushes.
So excited.
That was the day I started getting fucked up.
That was great.
Yeah, because they were freaking good drinks, and I was just drinking them.
Yeah, that was great. good people. It's always nice when we get to interact with some of the people that come in midweek. You know, it's really, and he lives so close, but it's still about the only time that we really get to hang out and see him and Sherry.
Yeah, it's great. To all the rest that came in midweek, Corey and everybody else, it was great
Corey
to see you.
Scott, I got to see at least one of their fucking fabulous costumes that I always look forward to. It's empty.
I had to make my own breakfast this week. I had to get my own drinks this week. I don't know what to do with myself.
First of all, let's not.
I made my own breakfast every morning.
Why?
Because I poured a bowl of cereal.
Exactly. Not because you couldn't have had your breakfast made, but because you wanted cereal.
Oh yeah. So no, Miss.
There were a lot of apology tours.
I got apologized to so much this week.
And we just giggle because most of the time
I don't give a shit. I'm here to relax. Yeah, don't care. Yeah, don't
go
care.
Have fun.
Yeah. But no, seriously.
Paulette is the shit.
And she'll remember you next year.
Absolutely.
You don't even have to give her
not
a dick.
Even with your necklace.
Don't even have to give her a dick koozie to remember for her to remember you.
She's the best.
to everybody that participated. I know we talked to Cheetah and Angel last night. To everybody that participated in the games, to everybody that participated on stage for things, they want to let you know, thank you. Thank you for bringing the party.
Yeah.
Thank you for interacting. Thank you. Cheetah and Angel just wanted to say thank you.
Yeah.
And
that was pretty awesome to hear too, because Cheetah travels a lot of fucking places.
So I'll give you another conversation that we had with Cheetah twice, actually. We've had it twice with them. So next year they've asked Cheetah to travel even more. And one of the weeks that he absolutely said he had to be there was our week again. Just because of all of you, he wants to be there. He wants to be and hang out with all of you because he knows it's going to be a party. So thank you. They definitely, that's one of the weeks that they are making sure that they're there for.
You did make a great Play-Doh penis.
Oh, holy fuck. The naked worm on the fucking padding at the fucking nude pool. Holy shit.
James. Oh, and for those who participated, and we haven't talked about the damn scavenger hunt. I was so excited by all the people running around the fucking resort.
This is the day I was in my room.
Yes, but it was very, very cool. Very, very cool.
Yeah, Mikey got the sympathy vote for the Play-Doh pussy. He's young. What do you want?
27 on 27th.
Everybody knew it.
And everybody asked, how old are you?
27th on the 27th. Yeah, no. So just to give you an idea of.
Let's not talk about it.
Let's just.
You couldn't have had a better birthday.
Yeah, let's just get it out there. Yes, the employee of the year showed off and he turned to us and he goes, can I do the worm up there? And I was like, yeah, you should probably ask Cheetah and Angel. Angel, can I do the worm up there?
Sure.
You should probably ask Cheetah. Are you stupid enough to do it? Yep. Okay, do it.
Literally.
Naked worm on the concrete.
Naked worm on the concrete. I said, oh.
It was perfect. Perfect form, though.
Oh, absolutely.
It was perfect form.
Yeah.
But you don't expect anything
I'm
less.
I'm just curious if the front of him was as bruised as Crystal's ass.
You don't expect anything less from the employee of the year, though. That was perfect form.
He threw it down on the stage last year. But at least he had clothes on.
He went up and he did it and he gave it 100% like the employee of the year does it. So, it was absolutely a fucking blast hanging out with everybody. And if I seemed annoyed at you interrupting me and Kim, it's not your fault. It's not. And I kept telling Kim, it's not their fault. They don't know that seven other people before them just came up and said, 1 minute, please. It's cool. It is not anybody's fault. I promise you. It's just, it's a lot of people for me.
Speaking of people coming next year, Leah will be joining the party.
I know. Can't wait.
I'm so excited.
She's going to realize what it's like to relax there and have a good time.
I know.
It's fucking awesome.
I'm so excited. So excited.
So, yeah. So, again, John and Gary and World Exotic have asked us to keep the same week next year.
Girl, you know I'd like you to go.
Yeah, they have asked us to keep the same week next year, so we are officially on the books.
January 18th to the 25th.
Hold on a second. There you go, 18th to 25th.
Yes.
We, again, are hosting along with Cheetah and Angel. We'll be there for sure.
Yes.
Again, we're going to make it bigger and better. It's why I asked for the surveys after, you all got back because we do care what you think and we do care.
And we always try to, do better.
We were talking to Cheetah and Angel last night and it was anything feedback you get on me, please let me know.
Yeah. They asked us every event. That everybody's happy.
Yeah.
That everybody's having a good time because it is all about you.
Yeah, you know, this is your vacation.
Yeah, absolutely.
Us and World Exotic Travel just give you options while you're there. You don't have to do shit. I lost a bet. I was one for one. I lost a bet, but I got to see Dennis at 9:01 three nights.
Yeah.
Which was worth it. Watch. It was so worth it trying to have him find me on the third night.
He literally was texting me, where are you? Where are you? You ain't looked for me in days. What are you looking for me for?
Yeah, parties all day and then sleeps at night. But
we got to hang out with Rachel. That was awesome. Barely. She's another one. She works a lot. She barely ever gets time to get some downtime. So it's definitely nice to, you know, be able to see our friends, you know, and relax.
It's really that. That's what we want. We want this to be your vacation. No obligations. Yeah. You do what you want to do. It's like we always say, you do you, boo.
You did not make it in every picture, James. I am disappointed.
It was fucking close. Jesus fuck. Every fucking picture I went on a website, I'm like, there's James again. There's James again. He doesn't remember that picture. There's James again. There's James again.
Yeah.
But literally to everybody, thank you. We hope you had as much fun as it looked like you all had. From us being able to witness it all.
Yeah.
And it's one of the things we get to do. We may look like we're zoned out and shit. Trust me, I don't miss a fucking thing. I don't miss a fucking beat. But I can sit there and not have to do anything. And there's a point to it. It's just to be able to see all of you having a good time,
Mark.
And relaxing and enjoying Hito for what Tito is. I watched more of you get fucked this week than I think I've ever seen in my life.
There's another example of people, you know, doing stuff. They went out on their own. You know, Tabby went out on the snorkeling trip. She said, you know, they had a great time. We have people that went out on the cliff dinner.
I went in the water this time.
Yeah, that turned out great. Actually, it did turn out good. Had a lot of downtime.
I did. I lost my phone on Monday, and I didn't have a phone until Sunday.
Yep.
And I didn't tell anybody I had a phone.
It was great.
I think I told like three people.
I think two of them were kids.
Pretty much. But yeah, it was awesome. So make sure that you don't miss next year, because I promise you it will be bigger and better.
We have a hell of a lot of people already booked.
I think we're almost almost 50 people already.
Yeah.
50 people, and we haven't even been home for a week.
I've got somebody now. Telling me to call them when we get off
the phone. But we'll make it bigger and better. And by bigger and better, just options. Not anything that you have to do.
Yeah.
Not anything that you're forced to do. This is your vacation.
Yeah.
You spend it how you want to spend it. We're just going to put things out there. Look, half the shit I put out there is easy for us. It's not. It's easy for us when we get there.
We'll have volleyball and pickleball.
Yeah, it's easy for us when we get there.
Yeah.
Let me rephrase that. So we have a lot of logistics that we have to work out beforehand. But the scavenger hunt was a fucking blast. There was people freaking all over the goddamn.
They were looking.
Yeah,
It was funny. I was sitting in flame, and I could literally see where one of them was, and I knew where the other one was, so close to me. And I was watching people walk by, and I couldn't help but giggle. And they would be like, "Are we close?" And you know, I would give little hints by then because they had been like all over the place. And finally, I come back and went. I was so excited.
It wasn't anything you had to do. It wasn't anything that was timed. It was literally throughout the day, whenever you wanted to do it. And it was, Kim was like, she's texting me as I'm rewriting. So I had the honor of marrying Rachel and Evan. Everything was on my phone. So when my phone got wet, my phone died, I had to rewrite everything. So I was in the room doing it while I was depeopling for a little bit.
That was your down morning.
Yeah, it was. But yeah. And I was rewriting everything.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, you had work to do that morning.
Yeah, it worked out. But Kim's already texting me going, there's groups everywhere.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
There was probably about 20 people.
And again, they're
looking for it.
People
it
that great. Weren't with us, please participate.
It's so tabby. Just walk by it.
Yeah, please participate. Not with us, please participate. join in, have fun.
Yeah, I did
it's
forget
great.
To number the clues, but I assumed that you would go to them in order.
One clue leads to the second clue. The second clue leads to the third clue.
Obviously, they didn't think so.
No, they just went, let's find clue seven.
They were like, we didn't find all the clues. Well, how the fuck did you find the notes?
They went right to clue 7.
Well, it was, I think it was Tina that said, nope, just walked past it and seen it.
Saw it, grabbed it, and went with it.
And she looked a while. Mm-hmm. She was all over that resort looking for it. So it was pretty funny.
Yeah. But yeah, so we'll do it bigger and better. We'll do swag bigger and better, especially after seeing everybody this year with it. Yeah, that was awesome. I think I proved my point to my budget department that it's important.
We'll see.
We'll go from there. But no, seriously, thank you to everybody. It was an absolute freaking blast. If you don't remember anything, check the pictures.
And then just giggle because we remember.
For those still looking for signals anywhere from anybody, check Mars code. And there's always next year for your bucket lists. That's basically what it comes down to. This is why you got to go back year after year, because you're like, oh shit, I didn't get to do that. No, and speaking of, you were just saying about the snorkeling thing, that was pretty cool to see. So yeah. We're one of the few places that has a Facebook specific group, mm-hmm. where you can find all of your information. It was cool to see, hey, we're going snorkeling tomorrow at 8 o'clock. Anybody that wants to come, we're meeting here at this time. So that was pretty cool to see. But that's why we do it that way too, because yeah. you can just literally have people post, we're going to do this. Anybody want to come? And they show up. So
I know that this whole little group that's here babbling about better signals and facts and all those things, I want them to all just think about it. That's what I want every one of them to do.
Hold on, I'm gonna check and see who it was.
Oh, go ahead.
I'm gonna verify. I can probably verify.
From Jen to Crystal to Mikey. Hold on. Let's see who else.
Just hold on. I gotta scroll up.
They need better. I'm pretty sure the other Jen threw one up there a second ago too.
I'm not going to mention, we don't mention names on this show, but I can verify one out of that group for sure.
He said I traded him like a free agent. I made up for that shit.
He got signed into the team first.
Bam. That was your sign on bonus.
He was a free agent at first, and he walked away fully equipped.
That's right.
There you go. That's what happens. Who the fuck are you? Hey, can I have a tumbler? Yeah, sure. Here you go. Necklaces. Join the group. Come on.
Well, it's so funny because I was at the table when he came in. Here, you know me. Oh, where the hell did he come from?
It all started at the wet cocktail hour. yeah, so for those that can't see, that this year's sign is hanging behind us. The amount of names on this year compared to last year is crazy. Just because Kim's got the other one on her side.
I do. I know. I just realized that.
We'll hang it up. I'll give it to you. One of the things that we like to come home with is the sign plaque. So we know who was with us and everything like that. So
it's nice memories for us.
Yeah.
Because we do love being able to take this week and be with our people and just be.
Yeah. So a few people still need their necklaces. Trust me, I will be making necklaces for that one.
Tabby's the best. She says signals, hey, me and Adam are going to smoke and fuck. You want to join?
I don't smoke.
There's that.
So thank you very much. It was a great time. We can't wait to do it again next year, the 18th and the 25th, in with Wet, with Cheetah and Angel still, and for you to enjoy your vacation. So if you have any questions, you know what to do. Message Kim, because I won't
message
answer.
Him. He may have a phone. He's still not going to answer you.
Still very select. Make sure you check out the website, USDPNation.com. I updated all the pictures. Well, most of the pictures are in there in a new album. All the There's some of the Dem Girls photos are up there. I'm slowly working on those as well. And a couple other things. The sign up forms on there. Look, people are going to the website right now. And a whole bunch of the different things.
The link is on there for those who have not signed up yet.
The link is on the front homepage as well as the Hedo page. I redid it. It's on both of them now. So you're good to go.
You can do a deposit on there. It will literally walk you through everything, show you what is still available. We have quite a group already booked. We're super excited.
For those, yeah, it's going to be a bigger group next year. Already a bigger group next year than it is this year.
Yeah.
Already, which is going to be awesome. For those who have never been there, or if this was your first time and didn't know, highly suggestion is to get Club Obey. On your way in and your way out, it speeds up your process. For those that listen to us, to get it, this was our first time getting it, and it's well worth it. I won't go through that airport ever again without it. So, yeah, so make sure you get that and the travel insurance too. So, all right.
Oh yeah, Club Mobay, we definitely will not do. That was the way.
Yeah, it was a blast. Nobody can hear you when you sit that far away from the microphone.
Sorry.
Just to let you know. All right, so let's move on.
Okay.
We're at an hour here, but holy shit, it felt like a fucking month I was there. See what else we got going on. All right, Mrs. Pineapple's Ladies Talk will resume next week. Yep. I think it's time to start the toy review. Next week.
Next week.
Next week. I think it's time to start the toy review. So we need... We need guests to start to test out toys. I think I'm going to interview them, and I'm going to pick.
Really?
I'm going to let you pick option A or option B for toy. Look, I did this with Rachel and Evan getting married. Trust me. Trust the process. Trust what can go wrong. You have option A or you have option B. Which one would you like to do next week? This is a podcast. It works way better when you talk. They can hear you.
They can also see me throwing glares at you across the room.
Option A or option B? Which one?
We will talk about it later.
I went with option A on the wedding vows, just to let you know. If you want to know which way so that was the base option. Just option A was the baseball. Comparisons. Option B was the blowjob comparisons. So just to kind of give you an idea which way you should lean here, A or B.
Yeah.
Take that take that into account. So she'll be back next week. She will need some help.
Comfortable with it either, Crystal. And nope, Jen, Phil cannot pick the toy games.
I can pick fucking, speaking of toy games, the most genius idea I have had yet.
I can't even believe you didn't bring it up.
Oh my God. The most genius idea I've ever had.
Who missed that game.
I may have forgot a few important pieces to the puzzle, but it was still the most genius idea I've ever had. The wireless vibrator drop. Best fucking game ever.
I was pretty impressed with the amount of people that participated in it.
Okay, so here's the basic premise. Then I'll explain my downfall before I go in here.
Jason, best fucking game ever.
Fucking genius. Except for one small little point, which I didn't take into account, and I probably will never take into account ever again. So the remotes to the wireless vibrators that the females are wearing get dropped into a bag. Mm-hmm. The partner of the person wearing it gets first choice if they want one. And actually a few people didn't want one.
Right.
I went around to some other guys that were with us and let them pick. They picked the vibrator, and then I staggered their start times by a couple minutes here or there. And the females had to figure out who had their remote. And we had this awesome prize pack. It was probably the best prize pack we had all fucking week, too. I was like,
nobody won that one.
It was like, you need to load that prize bag up. So here was the downfall.
Paul gave Jason the finger.
Here was the downfall. I didn't take into account that none of the females would be able to move from the table because they were all having orgasms so much.
Poor Jen Mick. Jim McClellan.
There was people slapping the tables. There were noises that I don't know if I've ever heard in my life. All I kept hearing, I literally walked back to the room in the middle of the game.
Yeah, it was like a key party, all right.
I literally walked back to my room to get something during the middle of the game. I ran into somebody I know who was staying in the same building as us. And he was like, how's it going up there? And I'm like, dude, it's fucking hilarious. I said, I did miscalculate the fact that the girls wouldn't be able to talk or move, so they can't figure out who has their remotes. He's like, are you serious? He beat me back up to the courtyard to watch it unfold.
Yeah, they did kind of circle around that table, and that is where most of them stayed.
Yeah.
Luckily, I am used to your fuckery.
Genius. genius. Uh-huh. Thank you for those that participated, but more so, you should be thanking me.
Because that was definitely a bucket list, I can promise that was, you.
I wanted to give back, and I...
Good job.
I think 10 females participate. I made 10 females have an orgasm without even touching them. That's how good I am.
You are impressive.
I know. Yeah. Just imagine if people picked up on singles. how good it would be. All right, let me move on. Anyway. That was genius. That was such a genius idea.
60 minutes was so long.
I cut it short because I felt bad. All right. So moving on. All right. So Mrs. Pineapple's Ladies Talk will come back next week. This weekend. Like I said earlier, make sure you get your reservations through the TPA website. It is Mardi Gras weekend. It's an awesome fucking party. It's one of the best parties all year.
It is.
Unfortunately, we won't be there.
Crystal will be in the Kimono shop. Right there.
Crystal, it's probably... I'll touch base with you beforehand. I'm not sure I'm going to get the website done or not. Yesterday, I was like, well, I got more done than I thought I would, and I got like two things done.
Yeah.
But I'll let you know. Everything's probably still going to be the same, and you won't have to know anything new.
Everything will be the same this week. Okay. Any changes will be for next week.
There you go. We're going to make all the changes next week. Since we're in the store next week, we'll make the changes then. So you'll be good to go.
Yep.
Mardi Gras party is absolutely a freaking blast. Make sure you make your reservations on the TPA website, theprivateaffair.com. If you haven't checked out USDP the Mag, as of, time to check it, about 6:15 this morning, it had, this fucking number blew my mind, 115,000 views since before Hito. I launched it before Hito. It had 115,000. You can get through it through our website at usdpnation.com. Click on USDP the Mag and check it out. Great article with the newest Dem Girl, Jen.
Got a lot of feedback on it as well.
Yeah.
People were really loving it. The articles were great.
Yeah. Great sit down interview with Jen, the newest Dem Girl, with Delco. There's Degenerates over there about meet and greets.
Ryan. So
check it out. And it'll be released again. I forget what day. It's mid-February. If you want to put your meet and greet in there, meet and greets are always advertised for free. So make sure you send them over to me. If you want your company or business or anything like that advertised in there, shoot me a message. And Kim or I will get back to you and we'll give you all the details. So, so the first thing that you will see that will show up there is we're going road tripping again.
Super excited.
We're going road. This is what happens when we talk to Cheetah and Angel. So we are going road trip again. We are going back to the X Club in Canada. We're going back to Canada. May 3rd through the 5th. It's going to, May 3rd through the 5th.
Stars and Stripes
and Maple Leafs weekend.
Yay!
It's the first event that I announced since we came back.
You are off that weekend. And got nothing to do.
Yeah, it's a great
Canada
time.
It's going to be the place to be.
Jake's freaking awesome. Cheetah and Angel are going to freaking run everything that weekend, I believe. So, you know, there's going to be good music.
It'll be a party.
We're going to rock the loft again. So we have our own little area.
Absolutely.
And we'll stop at Cedar Falls. We'll stop at Teething, everything like that.
The girls have already reached out. They cannot wait to see our
the
crew.
Staff cannot wait to see us again.
I'm
so
excited.
We will have more hotel details and everything like that.
My girls got to go, whoop, whoop.
So
that's my boo. I cannot wait to go back.
If you, it's great. I mean, first of all, we're going to drive.
We're going to drive
a car so we can get there in about 8.5 hours. And then we have a car. Tonight.
We'll be up there Friday.
And then we have a car that we can actually go around Toronto and actually see some things too, which is what we wanted to do. So, please feel free to join us. We will have a hotel block. There's one, it's literally like 2 miles away.
And it's pretty cool. We had a great time.
Attendance is both nights, Friday night and Saturday night, at the X Club. And it's a good time. So come on and join us. That is posted already. Hito for next year is posted
Stars
already.
And Stripes and Maple Leafs.
Yeah. And speaking of Delco in the magazine, make sure you check out their 2-year anniversary on February 25th. They're going back to Coaches in Essington.
Yeah.
We will be there.
We will be there.
And find the pineapples. You probably won't find me yet.
Well, find the ladies at the pineapple on Sunday.
So find a pineapple sponsored by Deviate, the original erotic game for lifestyle created for swingers by swingers. The new Dare Pong is amazing. If you haven't checked it out, check it out in the Kimono shop, and you will find all of Deviate's products and games at all of our events because they're freaking awesome.
Absolutely.
So you probably won't find me, but you will find Kim and a whole bunch of the ladies on Sunday.
Yeah. So the ladies of the pineapples are having a girls' day out. We're going to go and help celebrate the beautiful Scarlett's birthday up at Bar 13. VIP is sold out. Thank you, girls. I appreciate and love you so much. But there is still general admission tickets. So reach out if you would like to join the fun. It's going to be a great time up at Bar 13. Cannot wait.
So you guys are gonna have a blast. I keep getting these emails from Scarlett, and I'm like, more tickets, more tickets.
Well, every time I message, she's like, you know, I did tell you. I said, well, you know, we run on ish time, so I did tell you that 28th really didn't mean anything to me. Nothing. I literally messaged today and I was like, hey.
Yeah, 5 more tickets come through. You guys are all going to have a blast.
Zach King is so much fun. I cannot wait.
I will be de-peopling, I think. I got work. So I got work that I got to do. So we'll see. Maybe
next weekend.
You'll see me next weekend.
Where?
I'll be at the store.
Where else?
Shh, it's a secret.
No. Where else?
It's a secret.
Where are we going to be Sunday?
Oh, I'll be watching a Super Bowl.
Where?
In my bar.
Who else will be watching it? Whoever wants to come over?
Anybody that
the bar is open?
Anybody that I let in. So here's my thinking behind that. I explained it to the head admin earlier today. If I stay home, I have control. I have safe places I can go if I'm not ready to people yet. I can kind of control the environment.
You'll be fine.
And I have a place to hide.
There is the beautiful Zach there. We will be joining you on Sunday. We were just talking about you.
Yeah. So, yeah, the bar is open next Sunday. It's the USDP Lingerie Super Bowl.
Yes.
Since all of our fucking...
nobody gives a fuck who wins.
Except for James. Since nobody cares.
Oh my God, James, can totally reenact our first Super Bowl we spent together.
Didn't you see his comment? He doesn't remember the first one. He said.
I know he's not going to remember this one either. It was great.
It's the 49ers versus the Swifties. Come in your favorite team's colors, lingerie, because
I'll be behind the bar.
Who cares?
What?
just pray for a good game.
It'll be great.
I'm actually leaning, I think, towards joining James' side for this one. But I also got to support Kelsey. So
Swifties.
And Andy Reid. I'm kind of tossed up here. I just don't
Who
care.
Gives a fuck?
I just don't care. Yeah. I just want to see a good game. That's all. So the bar's open next Sunday.
Yes.
If you're not doing anything, if you're on your way home, stop by, come anytime.
We will.
Depending on who you are.
Come anytime. It'll be great.
Bar is open at 5:30.
Crystal, in my defense, I did offer him tequila first, and he said any clear alcohol.
That's what he told me at the pool, Tito. Not tequila.
Well,
I said, okay, let's do Everclear.
See?
It was so clear and so smooth.
And he still said yes.
He was feeling it so much, he thought it was water. So
this Sunday, you will find us at Bar 13.
You will find Kim at Bar 13.
And next Sunday, you will find us at the Pineapple Bar.
And we'll be at TPA on Saturday night.
Saturday, we will be at TPA. Absolutely.
Yeah. So with that being said, thank you for joining us and the rest of USTP Nation in the Swingerverse. Thank you for spending the last hour. Holy shit, we had a long one tonight. Hour and 20 minutes. Hour and 20 minutes of your life with us, because your time is the most important thing you have, and you could be using your time in other ways, like going to the library or making yourself orgasm. Thank you for our sponsors. Head over to our website at USTPNation.com. Click on the friends link at the top and show them some love. And once again, we are your hosts, Phil
and Kim.
We will be back next Wednesday night at 8-ish. Maybe Kim will be on time. I'll recover by then. I'll be on time. I'll be recovered by then. We'll be back next Wednesday night, 8-ish. Until then, I will be working on websites. But until then, remember, next time you're in a food store, grab a pineapple and
flip that bitch upside down.
We'll talk to everybody later.
Good night. We love you.